Buddy, welcome back to the Visionary Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Monroe, and today I want to talk to you guys about the call to contribution. So, this is something that I guarantee every single entrepreneur experiences along their journey, but not only experiences, but really struggles with because the call of contribution usually comes to you at a moment in your life when you're not happy with where you are and you know that you want more, but you have not gotten started yet at all. I think every entrepreneur, like right before they started their massive business, their massive empire, experienced the call to contribution. And that the call to contribution is like when you find yourself daydreaming about starting a business, when you get super excited, like watching videos on a certain business you want to start, when you're reading books, you're geeking out, and you just really have this dream, this vision that you want to fulfill. And it's just that, it's that. It's a vision at the moment. It's a call to contribution. But the important thing is do not ignore it. Do not ignore your call to contribution because it's not just happening for a reason. It's just not something for you to fantasize about. You need to take action. And my call to contribution, I mean, when I first got started into entrepreneurship, it was kind of forced. Like I've told you that story. Go back a few episodes, and you'll find kind of my story as an entrepreneur so far. But so it got kind of forced into it. I didn't have my call to contribution just because it was mainly a form of jealousy. And you know, like, oh shit, he's doing it. I want to do that too. The first maybe couple months, half a year, I had zero vision about what I wanted to be as an entrepreneur. I just wanted some short-term relief, some short dopamine hits from, you know, getting a few sales on a t-shirt or like selling a drop shipping product, whatever it was. But I experienced my first call to contribution when I think it was probably halfway through my senior year. When I started to think about what I wanted to get out of life, whenever I thought about that, I thought about helping people and creating a life for my kids that I never had and building something that will outlive myself and doing all these amazing things. And I realized that I could not fulfill that by just like working a normal job. And that's why people always ask me, like, what do you want to do when you're done with college? Like, you're going to Stanford, you have this amazing degree. Are you going to go into computer science or finance or whatever it is, you're gonna be the next president, like going to politics. But none of that is attractive to me. The only thing that is attractive to me is working on my vision. And now it used to be so foggy. I didn't know what I wanted to get out of entrepreneurship. I just thought it would be a cool way to make some money and look cool and have my own business. But no, it's so much more than that now. You know, I see what I want out of this life. I see myself helping thousands of people. I see myself teaching my kids how to be financially secure and how to build their own movement. I see myself teaching others how to do what I did. I see myself speaking on stages, giving back. One of my biggest drivers to being an entrepreneur is to give back to my mom, especially because she has done so much for me in my life. So I see this vision of what I want to get out of entrepreneurship now. And it took me a while. But they all came back to the call to contribution because as I started to see clearly what I wanted to do with entrepreneurship, you know, I don't necessarily know exactly what the end game is gonna be, but I just know what I want to get out of it. But when I started to get these visions, I realized that it was calling me to take action. It was calling me to take my piece of the pie. You know, just look at our economy, look at all the money in the world as just a giant pie. And whenever people take a slice of that pie, it just gets fulfilled again because money is infinite. That's something that a lot of people don't realize is they always think that money is limited, but time is infinite. But it's backwards. Money is infinite, but your time is limited. So you really need to take action. When you experience sorry, when you experience your call to contribution, you're gonna get this urge to go and take this piece of your pie. Take the piece of the pie and start building your own life, living by it. Not, I don't even want to say living by your own rules, just achieving your dreams, whatever that is. Now, whether you want to open up a bakery or you want to start a multi-billion-dollar investment fund, like both of those are, you have your own piece of your pie that you have every right to take. and you want to contribute to the entrepreneurial fire that fuels this country, and you know you want it. The number one mistake people make is they ignore this call to contribution. You cannot do that. They feel this urge, and they always reminisce on, like, you know, it'd be cool to, I had this idea a while back. It would be pretty cool to, you know, start this business, but, you know, like, it's just super high risk, you know, it's not guaranteed. My family won't support me. I should probably just stay with this job I got. It's pretty safe. Or, man, like, it would be really cool to do this. It would be really cool to do this. Like, my dream, if I could choose how my life played out, I would do this. But the thing is, you can choose. And it all starts with this calling to contribution. When you get that feeling, that urge to do more, to be more, you need to act on it. Now, I didn't really fight off this call to contribution, but I haven't played it right, you know? I never took it super seriously. I always looked at it as a hobby. And that's the biggest change I've made over these last couple months, is I've really started to put in work with this and really started to take action and not just screwed around on the side while I did my business maybe 3 or 4 hours a week. No, it's a 3, 4, 5 hour work a day, 3 or 4 hours of work a day. And, you know, that's a whole nother podcast, is like this idea that to be an entrepreneur, you have to work 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day and sleep 3 hours. Like, that's such a unhealthy misconception in the world of entrepreneurship. That just means you're not getting the work done when you need to get it done. But besides that, I work every single day, and when I don't work on it, I feel horrible. I feel anxious. And I just think, that's all I think about is my business. All I think about. That's all that goes through my head. That's what I dream about. That's what I think about when I wake up. That's what I think about when I go to sleep. It's what I want out of this life. And I just could not imagine if I was ignoring this. I could have done it in the beginning, you know, when you feed into this call to contribution, your visions get stronger, and you give yourself, like, it's like I've been mentioning a lot, you give yourself the hit of dopamine where you start to, like, let your body, let your mind really turn this dream into reality. And then your visions get stronger and stronger and stronger, and you start to take action. And taking action is the biggest key. In order to answer the call to contribution, you need to start taking action, whether it's just, you know, writing one blog post a day, putting up one podcast, posting one picture on Instagram, you know, making one cold call, sending one cold email, whatever it is, you need to answer your call to contribution to by just taking action. And if you compound that action every single day, it's going to pay off. You know, Russell Brunson said the number one thing he tells people when they ask him how to make money and how to get rid of financial security, he tells them to go and make a podcast every single day for a year and come back to him and tell him how their life has changed and if they've gotten closer to financial security. That's the project I'm working on. That's one of the projects I'm working on right now, is this podcast. This is something I've always wanted to do. I enjoy communicating with others and trying to, like, give back as a way to, like, as a way to not only expand on my vision, but to help other people's vision expand. And that's my call to contribution as well. When I wasn't doing this podcast, I felt horrible. I felt like a piece of me was missing. So I've made it my mission in life to never ignore a call to contribution. And I think you guys should do that too, because you never, ever, ever want to ignore your call to contribution and then regret it when you get older. Because regret is just, oh, it's unimaginable. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they said that there's two pains in life. It's the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. Those are the two pains. Either you're disciplined enough to get something done, or you're not disciplined enough to get it done and you regret it. Because you see, discipline hurts. You know, it's not enjoyable. One thing I've cut out of my life a lot is, like, I cut out my social scene. I've really been trying to cut off unnecessary ties, not going out and hanging out with my friends as much, not indulging on unhealthy food, not watching so much Netflix. I've been really trying to hone in on that, getting rid of social media. And it takes away a lot of pleasure in my life. You know, I used to get a lot of pleasure out of those things, but the pain of discipline is so much friendlier than the pain of regret. Because, I mean, I'm young, I'm 20 years old. There's not very many things I regret in my life because I just haven't experienced life that much. But one of those regrets is I regret not taking my entrepreneurship as serious as I did, as I do now when I was in high school. Because if I was taking it this serious when I was a junior in high school, who knows where I'd be right now. But now, as I see the end of my college career, I'm starting to crest over that hill, coming up in my junior year of college, you know, it's my time is running out. Like my safety net, my security is running out. Right now I live, I have all of my expenses paid for. I get food, I get housing, I have a social life, I have everything I want. I'm hardly paying anything, and it's almost gone. And that's when, if this business thing isn't working when I graduate, I'm gonna have to get a job and do this business thing, which is gonna be so difficult because I'm just gonna be working a full-time job and running a business, and you have to work from, you have to get up early in the morning and then work late at night. That's when you start to do those like 10, 11, 12, 13 hour work days, because you have to do your 9-to-5 job and then you also have to do your business. Because I already know that my business is something I could never give up on. I could not live with myself if I gave up on this baby of mine, this dream of mine. But that's one of my regrets. And I know if I were to just, if they say 2 years ago, I had this call to contribution, you know, like, ah, oh, it'd be really cool to start a business and like help the world and change the world. But nah, I should just probably get a real job. I should be a lawyer or something. Just get a nice, safe salary and just live a pretty normal life. I would regret that for the rest of my life. So please listen to me. If you take away one thing from this podcast, it is do not ignore your call to contribution. And also, I'm going to add one more bonus to take away, is the two pains in life, the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. They both hurt. Discipline's going to hurt. Regret hurts even more. Discipline is way friendlier than regret. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have yourself a good day. Peace.